This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Parts of the Northeast got 3 feet of snow from Mother Nature's latest blast. The AP's Donna Warder.
In Fitchburg, Massachusetts, Peter Davis doesn't seem to mind all the snow.
Finally, the big snowstorm of the year. I finally get to use my new snowblower.
But Tuesday's storm left tens of thousands of homes and businesses without power, and there were widespread school closings. The storm's path included New England, northeastern Pennsylvania, northern New Jersey, and upstate New York, where in some locations, 2 feet of snow fell. New York Governor Kathy Hochul tweeted late Tuesday that close to 75,000 households in the state lost power.
California's been struggling with flooding and high winds. The National Weather Service's Frank Pereira.
Drier air is working its way across northern and central California. There is some areas of heavy precipitation that are going to linger across southern California. That would be in the Los Angeles and San Diego areas.
The U.S. isn't buying Russia's story about the downing of that unmanned U.S. surveillance drone over the Black Sea yesterday. The Russians deny that their warplanes hit the drone. Pentagon Press Secretary General Pat Ryder says the U.S. had to bring the unmanned aircraft down.
Because of the damage, we were in a position to have to essentially crash it into the Black Sea. To my knowledge, at this point in time, the Russians have not recovered that aircraft.
Honda is recalling some vehicles because the front seat belts may not latch properly. The recall covers some of the automaker's top-selling models, including the 2017 through 2020 CR-V. Also on the list, the 2018 and 2019 Accord. Wholesale price increases slowed sharply last month as food costs declined. That's a sign that inflationary pressures may be easing. That information just into us this morning. This is AP News. President Biden wants to ramp up gun background checks.
The president signed an executive order aimed at increasing background checks to buy guns, promoting more secure firearm storage, and ensuring U.S. law enforcement agencies get more out of a bipartisan gun control law enacted last summer. The backdrop was a suburban Los Angeles community where a gunman stormed a dance hall and shot 20 people, killing 11, following a Lunar New Year celebration in January. The executive order directs federal agencies to ensure compliance with existing laws and procedures.
It'll accelerate and intensify this work to save more lives more quickly.
Biden is also mandating better reporting of ballistics data from federal law enforcement for a clearinghouse that allows federal, state, and local law enforcement to match shell casings to guns. I'm Norman Hall.
Gas is $3.46 a gallon this morning, 5 cents higher than a month ago, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.